Bus connects transforming city bus services. Kimmage to city centre core bus corridor. Emerging preferred route public consultation January 2019. Contents page 1. Bullet 1. Introduction section 1. Bullet 1.1 background. Bullet 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Bullet 1.3 What is Bus Connects Dublin? Bullet 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Bullet 1.5 What does the core bus corridor project entail? Bullet 2 Emerging preferred route section 2. Bullet 2.1 The emerging preferred route for Kimmage to city centre. Bullet 2.2 Kimmage to city centre. Bullet 2.3 Key facts. Bullet 3 Challenges and mitigations section 3. Bullet 3.1 The challenges. Bullet 3.2 Potential impacts. Bullet 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Bullet 4 The process for the acquisition of land section 4. Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress. Bullet 5 How to take part in the public consultation section 5. Bullet 5.1 Potential impacted lands. Bullet 5.2 General queries. Bullet 5.3 How to engage. Bullet 6 Appendices section 6. Bullet 6.1 Index map. Bullet 6.2 Route maps. Introduction section 1 page 2. 1.1 Background. In June 2018 the National Transport Authority IMTA published the Core Bus Corridors Project Report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network, including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3. Congestion. Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise, as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus, as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present, bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040, bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin, with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4. People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 Canal Cordon figures, over 70% of people travelling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city centre each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city centre by bus, train or Luas. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. 1.3 What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5. Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simpler fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. Bullet new bus stops and shelters with better signage and information. Bullet provision of bus-based park and ride sites in key locations. Bullet transitioning to a new bus fleet with low emission vehicle technologies. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 6. Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of traveling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired, because all buses are accessible and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors there will be over 200 km of high quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost Connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. Future journey times without Boost Connects would be greater. 1.4. What are the benefits of this project? Page 7. Pedestrians and local urban centers. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centers with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. By providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address the need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5. What does the Core Bus Corridor Project entail? Page 8. The Core Bus Corridor Project proposes the provision of 230 kilometres of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometres of cycle lanes and tracks, as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report, June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice, and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction, as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors emerging preferred routes, page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include 1. Clonriffin to city centre. 2. Swords to city centre. 3. Ballymune to city centre. 4. Finglas to PHIBXBORUGH. 5. Blanketstone to city centre. 6. Lucan to city centre. 7. Liffey Valley to city centre. 8. Clondalkin to Drimna. 9. Green Hills to city centre. 10. Tallaght to Terenure. 11. Kimmage to city centre. 12. Rothfarnham to city centre. 13. Bray to city centre. 14. Duke Ballsbridge to city centre. 15. Blackrock to Merion. 16. Ringson to city centre. Emerging preferred route, section 2, page 10. 2.1. The emerging preferred route for Kimmage to city centre. The emerging preferred route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.boostconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor, and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2. Kimmage to city centre. The Kimmage to city centre core bus corridor commences on the R817 Kimmage Road Lower at the junction with Terenure Road West and Fortfield Road, and is routed via the R817 along Kimmage Road Lower to R137 Harold's Cross Road, and then along the R137 through Harold's Cross Road, Clanbrassil Street Upper and Lower and New Street South, where it will join the Green Hills core bus corridor at Kevin Street Upper Junction. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations along Kimmage Road Lower. Due to constraints throughout, an alternative route along the same corridor is proposed for the cycle tracks. 2.2.1 Terenure Road West to Sun Drive Road Kimmage Road Lower. At the Kimmage Road West junction with Fortfield Road and Terenure Road West, it is proposed to upgrade the junction to provide bus priority and enhanced pedestrian cyclist facilities. To accommodate these proposed improvements works, It is proposed to use some limited land take from the green space located to the north of the junction. The section of Kimmage Road lower between Kimmage Road West and Sun Drive Road Larkfield Avenue is heavily constrained. It is proposed to provide footpaths plus one bus and one general traffic lane in each direction on this section. Due to various pinch points along this section, it is proposed to use some limited areas of land take between Carrib Road and Sun Drive Road. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix in this brochure. There is insufficient space to provide cycle facilities on this stretch of the road to accommodate cyclists. It is intended to direct them onto an alternative cycle route along Kimmage Road lower from the junction with Fortfield Road and Terenure Road west to Hazelbrook Road. Then along Hazelbrook Road, Hazelbrook Drive, Derivara Road to Larkfield Grove and through the Priory Road Park and along Priory Road, returning to Kimmage Road lower. It is proposed to modify junctions along this route to provide priority for cyclists. 2.2.2 Sun Drive Road to Harold's Cross Road, Kimmage Road lower. At the junction of Sun Drive Road and Kimmage Road lower, it is proposed to limit access to Kimmage Road lower to buses, taxis and cyclists only. This restriction is intended to be maintained between this junction and Harold's Cross. Right-turning traffic from Larkfield Avenue and left-turning traffic from Sun Drive Road is proposed to be banned. Local access for residents on this section of Kimmage Road lower and adjoining streets can be maintained through Larkfield Avenue, Priory Road, Westfield Road, Kenilworth Park and Kissimmee Road. Through traffic is proposed to be redirected along the following alternative traffic routes: Bullet Sun Drive Road and Clogger Road, and Bullet Larkfield Park, Clare Rivale, Kenilworth Park and Harold's Cross Road. Junctions along these proposed alternative traffic routes will be altered when necessary to facilitate these traffic movements. On the west side of the Harold Euro Trademark Sign S Cross Park, additional bus stop facilities will be provided. 2.2.3 Harold's Cross Road to Kevin Street Upper Harold's Cross Road, Clanbrassal Street Upper and Lower, and New Street South. Between Harold's Cross Park and Parnell Road it is proposed to provide a footpath, one bus lane and one general traffic lane in each direction on this section. Between Parnell Road and Lombard Street West, it is proposed to maintain a footpath, one bus lane and one general traffic lane in each direction. To accommodate this cross-section, the following works may be required: Bullet proposed cantilevered footway across the Grand Canal adjacent to Access Road for Gordon's Oil. Bullet retention of on-street parking where the road width permits. Bullet limited land take on Clanbrassal Street upper north of the Grand Canal, and at the junction of Clanbrassal Street lower and Street Vincent Street South. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix in this brochure. Between Lombard Street West and Kevin Street Upper, it is proposed to maintain a footpath, one cycle track, one bus lane, and one general traffic lane in each direction. It is proposed to close access from Vincent Street South to Clanbrassal Street. To maintain bus priority through the South Circular Road junction, it is proposed to introduce bus priority signals for city-bound traffic. Access from Clanbrassal Street to Vincent Street South will remain unchanged at Kevin Street Upper. This scheme ties in with the Green Hills to City Centre CBC. There is insufficient space to maintain cycle facilities through this section from north of Harold's Cross Park to Kevin Street Upper. To cater for cyclists, it is proposed to direct cyclists into the entrance road for Our Lady's Hospice and Care Services, and to construct a new cycle track linking the entrance route to Greenmount Lane. This will require land take from the hospice. Cyclists will be able to access Parnell Road from Greenmount Lane. Once on Parnell Road, cyclists will be directed to Grove Road. It is proposed to include a new crossing point over the Grand Canal for cyclists pedestrians linking Grove Road and Portobello Road. Cyclists will then be directed to a shared street facility on the following streets: Bullet Martin Street, Bullet Lenox Street, Bullet Stammer Street, Bullet Haysbury Street, and Bullet New Bride Street leading onto Kevin Street Upper. It is proposed to restrict local access for Haysbury Street by introducing a road closure at the Long Lane Junction. This street would remain accessible for pedestrians and cyclists, however through general traffic will no longer be permitted. General traffic on New Bride Street will be directed up Long Lane or Camden Row. At the junction with Parnell Road Grove Road it is proposed to provide a right turn ban onto Grove Road. Drivers currently making this traffic movement will be required to continue as far as the South Circular Road and make the right turn movement at this junction. 2.3 Key Facts, page 12. Bullet approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 75. Bullet approximate number of on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 65. Bullet approximate number of roadside trees that may be removed, 70. Bullet approximate route length, 4 km. Bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 1.5 km. Bullet current bus journey time, up to 45 minutes. Bullet Boost Connect's journey time, 12-15 minutes. Bullet future bus journey time without Boost Connects, 55 minutes plus. Challenges and mitigations, section 3, page 14. 3.1 The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision-making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, certain roads may become one-way. New bus-only sections will be introduced, and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 Land take. Because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees, page 15. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges, page 15. Obviously, these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them, and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by them as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive, and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic changes. Where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that ratrons do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained when new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land take. Where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening. We will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners, ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways, as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3.3 On-street parking and loading facilities, page 16. Where there is a loss of on-street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees. Where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban center improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban center improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and construction sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localized and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving, and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land, section 4, page 18. Where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies. Q4 2018, Q2 2019. Will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order quo notifications, to potentially impacted landowners and or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and, where possible, avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to quo and the public at large to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application, and 2. Confirm, amend, or reject the quo. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, TA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the quo and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved, page 20. Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019, as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018, there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route Q4 2018-Q2 2019. Bullet finalization of emerging preferred route Q2 2019. In 2019, there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet op times engineering design. Bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report. Bullet define property requirements and prepare QPO. In 2020, statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala. Bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements. Bulletin board plenala deliberators including an oral hearing where required. Bulletin board plenala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the CPO. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved continued page 21. In 2021 to 2027 acquisition overview, construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start of property acquisition and construction. Bulletin to formally requests a compensators claim from the CPO affected parties and discussions commence about valuation. Bulletin affected party appoints profession valuer to prepare and submit a compensation claim to CPO. Bulletin on reaching agreement, compensation is paid, otherwise the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bulletin acquisition is finalized. Bulletin parallel to will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. How to take part in the public consultation section 5 page 22. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how to engage with them are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone 1800 303 653 or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the core bus corridor page on our website, www.boostconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to core bus corridor project. National Transport Authority Dunsany Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20. Appendices Index and Route Map Section 6 page 24. Kimmage to City Centre page 25. Note 1, the emerging preferred route shown on the following drawings is indicative only and is subject to change following consultation and as part of the design development process. Note 2, the following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey Ireland Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118 National Transport Authority. Index map of Kimmage to City Centre including nodes from Crumlin, Rothger, Harold's Cross, Rothmans, Dolphin's Barn, Portobello, Rodeau and the Liberties. Map 1 Emerging Preferred Route page 26. Map of Kimmage to City Centre. The proposed scheme will tie into the existing road layout at the Tyrrenia Road Western Kimmage Road West Junction. With the junction being upgraded to provide bus priority and enhanced pedestrian cyclist facilities. A toucan crossing is proposed before Hazelbrook Road and a no right turn RAS 012 sign. A cycle route is proposed via Hazelbrook Road. Indication of proposed new boundary on Kimmage Road Lower near Kimmage Road West. Map 2 Emerging Preferred Route page 27. On Kimmage Road Lower. The existing pedestrian cross is retained near Hazel Park Carib Road. Existing commercial building to be rebuilt further back on site at Kimmage Grove. Indication of proposed new boundary alongside Adeen Avenue. Map 3 Emerging Preferred Route page 28. On Kimmage Road Lower, leading up to the Sundrive Road Larkfield Avenue Junction. Indications of proposed new boundaries. Consideration to be given to accommodation works that facilitate residential parking at the rear of houses around Bedford Court. Sundrive Road Larkfield Avenue Junction upgraded to provide bus priority and enhanced pedestrian facilities, with a bus-only signal added before Sundrive Road exit. No right turn RAS 0-12 except buses and cyclists sign on Larkfield Avenue. Proposed bus gate at Kimmage Road Lower exit from junction, with no straight ahead RAS 0-11 except buses and cycles sign and no left turn RAS 0-13 except buses and cycles sign from Sundrive Road. Map 4 Emerging Preferred Route page 29. on Kimmage Road Lower along Mount Argus. Shared surface for buses, cyclists, taxis and local traffic. Quiet cycle route shared with local traffic on Priory Road, with a sign directing cyclists to alternate route placed at meeting of Priority Road and Kimmage Road. Map 5 Emerging Preferred Route page 30. On Kimmage Road Lower near Kenilworth Park, Kasimi Road and parallel to Mount Argus Road. The shared surface for buses, cyclists, taxis and local traffic continues. Map 6 Emerging Preferred Route page 31. From Kimmage Road Lower to Harold's Cross Road at Harold's Cross Park. No straight ahead RIS 011 except buses and cycles sign at corner of Kimmage Road Lower. No left turn RAS 011 except buses and cycles signs at Mount Argus Road. The section of Harold's Cross Road at Gandon close through St. Clair's Ave is for buses, cyclists, taxis and local access only. No left turn RAS 011 sign at merging of both Harold's Cross Roads. Map 7 Emerging Preferred Route page 32. On Harold's Cross Road, parallel to Green Mount Lane. Keep left sign RAS 001 placed and existing on street parking retained while turning left towards Harold's Cross Park. No straight ahead RIS 011 except buses and taxis at merging of both Harold's Cross Roads. Alternative parking provided at Our Lady's Hospice, an hospice in Drance relocated near existing car park. Proposed cycle route through the grounds of Our Lady's Hospice to Green Mount Lane. At Mount Drummond Avenue, the existing pedestrian crossing is maintained. Indication of proposed new boundary towards Hospice and Green Mount Lane. Map 8 Emerging Preferred Route page 33. On Clandrasal Street Upper, at the junction of Parnell Road and Grove Road. No right turn RAS 012 signs provided towards Parnell Road, Grove Road and from Clandrasal Street Upper. Indication of proposed cantilevered pedestrian bridge at Canal. Access arrangements for nearby buildings to be discussed and finalized. Existing on-street parking to be maintained. Bus-only signal provided at entrance to South Circular Road Junction as well as no right turn RAS 012 signs from South Circular Road to Clandrasal Street Lower. Map 9 Emerging Preferred Route page 34. On Clandrasal Street Lower at Vincent Street South. No straight ahead RIS 011 sign and indication of proposed new boundary near Austell Terrace. Traffic lane converted to southbound bus lane after Lombard Street. Map 10 Emerging Preferred Route page 35. On New Street South, near New Street Gardens. Traffic lane converted to southbound bus lane. Existing indent bus bays moved to inline on both sides of the road, before the Kevin Street Junction. Proposed scheme to tie in Green Hills to City Centre Core Bus Corridor at Kevin Street Junction and tie into existing layout at Kevin Street Upper. Map 11 Emerging Preferred Route page 36. On Hazelbrook Road towards Hazelbrook Drive. Cycling route through Hazelbrook Drive proposed. At junction of Derivara Road and Carib Road, priority arrangement at junction changed to suit the proposed cycle route. Map 12 Emerging Preferred Route page 37. At the Derivara Road near Road Junction. Priority arrangement at junction changed to suit the proposed cycle route. On Larkfield Grove, the quiet cycle route shared with local traffic continues. Map 13 Emerging Preferred Route page 38. On Larkfield Grove. Along the quiet cycle route shared with local traffic, the cycle lane to Priory Road is a two-way cycle track through the park. Map 14 Emerging Preferred Route page 39. On Grove Road near Portobello Road. The proposed scheme will tie into the Rothfarnham to City Centre Core Bus Corridor. With a proposed toucan crossing at Portobello Road. Map 15 Emerging Preferred Route page 40. On Grove Road at the Grand Canal. A pedestrian cyclist boardwalk and bridge over the Grand Canal is proposed. This continues through to Martin Street and Stammer Street as a quiet cycle route shared with local traffic. Map 16 Emerging Preferred Route page 41. On Heytesbury Street. The quiet cycle route shared with local traffic continues. After Pleasant Street is a no left turn RAS 013 except bicycles sign. Map 17 Emerging Preferred Route page 42. On Heytesbury Street though to New Bride Street. Before Arnott Street is a no left turn RAS 013 except bicycles sign. At the junction of Long Lane Camden Row, the road is closed for Heytesbury Street and permeable only to cyclists and pedestrians. A no left turn RAS 013 sign is placed on Long Lane with a no right turn RAS 012 sign on Camden Row. Only southbound traffic proceeds on New Bride Street and a two-way cycle track is present. The proposed scheme will tie into the existing layout at Kevin Street Lower. Adara's Nyesian to Lampere National Transport Authority Dunsain Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20. www.boostconnects.ie. Project Island 2040 Building Ireland's Future.